I spent time this year with a woman who's got pet words and pet phrases like okie dokie, matey, God bless, I get that, we'll get there, and suck it up. Suck it up is the one that I want to talk about. The first time I heard suck it up, said to me, it was, you're just going to have to suck it up. And I honestly had never heard this term before. The reaction that I had, sort of a visceral reaction, was really powerful. So I decided that I was going to do some research. And the first thing I did was go to the dictionary. And yes, suck it up is in the dictionary. It means to endure mental, physical, or emotional hardship without complaint. Spot on. It was spot on. The next thing I did was talk to my friends, and I was curious if they'd ever heard the term suck it up, or if they knew, you know, where it came from. Now, there were several people who thought it had to do with vacuum cleaners sucking up dust. There was someone who thought it had to do with breath, sucking air, or taking medicine. You know, can you imagine? Here, honey, suck it up. You know, I don't think so. And one of my favorites was a guy who is from the deep south of the South Island. And he said when he was younger and in a bar, if you spilt beer on the table or on the floor, yeah, you had to suck it up. And then, of course, there were a number of people who gave suck it up a heavy petting connotation. So the next part of my the next part of my research was Google. Origin of suck it up. Two origins, both American. The first one has to do with military camp. When your staff sergeant commands you to stand at attention, if your stomach is sticking out, he will point at it and say, suck it up. The other one goes back to World War II, and the story is that jet fighter pilots, when they're wearing their oxygen masks, if they vomit in their mask, which is common, they have to suck it up. I know. Otherwise, they would suffocate. The point of my story is I discovered by sort of stepping outside of how I was feeling about this this phrase and doing the research on it, it took the power away. It diffused it for me. And so I thought, you know, it's a perfect pet peeve at the moment that I would share it with you. And you might find, you know, that in your future, doing what I've done in this particular case will work for you as well. So I don't own it. You can use it if you need to. Thank you.
We're talking Auckland. I had a fox terrier who was about 2 years old. And if you know about fox terriers, they're very, very perky and keen on everything. Although I've just now got a Jack Russell, who's even more that way inclined. I didn't realise you could get them in degrees. But anyway, this was in Auckland. I had visited I was visiting a friend in Kingsland. Had a nice afternoon with the dog. It was just getting on dusk. And I went, collected my things, went out to the car with the dog, put the dog in the car, chucked everything in the boot, got into the car, turned the engine on as you do, turned the lights on, and then I remembered I'd left something behind. So I left the dog in the car, went back in to get whatever it was I'd forgotten, and when I came out, the dog had been so excited that he pushed down the lock on the door. You know how, you know, they've got those things that you push down? So the dog was in the car, and the engine's running, the lights are on. I wasn't going to spend money on getting one of those blokes to come and unlock it, and I couldn't do it myself. So my friend drove me to the other side of Auckland home, picked up the spare keys, and when we came back, it was dark. Her street was dark, except for this car that's parked outside her place. Engine running, lights on. And in the back seat, fast asleep, is the dog.